It's an answer China doesn't like. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, to a question posed by a reporter to President Biden while in Japan. If China attacked Taiwan, are you willing to get involved militarily?
Yes.
You are.
That's the commitment we made.
Fox's Jackie Heinrichs in Tokyo.
I was in the room at the time, and I can tell you the cabinet certainly did not expect that from the president. I looked over at Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He shifted visibly in his seat and then was looking at his phone. Minutes later, the White House tried to walk back the president's comments, telling me, as the president said, our policy has not changed. He reiterated our one China policy and our commitment to peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. He also reiterated our commitment under the Taiwan Relations Act to provide Taiwan with the military means to defend itself.
Now, China claims Taiwan is a rogue province that is not independent. A spokesperson expressed dissatisfaction and opposition to the Biden comments. Also in Japan, the president hailed a 12-nation Indo-Pacific trade deal. And when it comes to the U.S. economy, he said a recession is not inevitable. The gas prices might take some time to come down.
We're going through an incredible transition that is taking place, that God willing, when it's over, we'll be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels.
Gas is at a record high again this morning. AAA's national average now just shy of $4.60 a gallon. COVID cases keep rising, up 5 weeks in a row. The nearly 800,000 last week in the Johns Hopkins tracker, the most in 3 months. Pfizer, which has already been vaccinating children 5 and older against COVID, is hoping to soon jab kids younger than 5, saying smaller doses are effective in studies.
The company plans to give the data to the FDA later this week. Pfizer is saying preliminary data suggests its 3-dose series is 80% effective in preventing symptomatic COVID-19. But the company cautions the calculation and study is only about half complete.
That's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Life in prison. That's the sentence a Russian soldier got today in Ukraine for the murder of a civilian at the first war crimes trial since the invasion. Today was the day people along the U.S. border were nervous about, fearing a new surge of migrants coming from Mexico on top of the record set last month with a plan to end a COVID-era Trump policy, but that is on hold.
A federal judge in Louisiana Friday stopped the Biden administration from lifting Title 42 public health protections that, had it expired, would have opened gates for tens of thousands of migrants to claim asylum after illegally crossing the border starting today.
Based upon Biden's numbers, they said expect 18,000 people a day.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott, his and 23 other states sued to stop it. The rule was placed by former President Donald Trump to prevent illegal migrants from staying in the U.S. during the pandemic. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Amid a shortage of baby formula across America, the first of several shipments from overseas landed in Indianapolis, delivered by the U.S. military.
The first U.S. Air Force C-17 landed in Indianapolis, carrying 78,000 pounds of formula to fill 500,000 baby bottles. The pallets were then offloaded onto FedEx trucks waiting next to the plane.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. This shipment was specialty formula, a week's worth, for 27,000 babies and toddlers who can't tolerate regular formula. On Wall Street, a positive sign. Dow futures up about 300 points, coming off 8 straight weeks of losses for the Dow. In the NBA playoffs, Golden State beat Dallas again.
Snaps it outside to Wiggins. Goes by Bullock.
Oh!
Drops the sledgehammer!
The game on TNT, Andrew Wiggins posterizing Luka Doncic in the fourth quarter, an exclamation point in the Warriors' 109-100 win over the Mavs. Wiggins finished with 27, Steph Curry had 31 and 11 assists. They'll try to sweep the series in Game 4 on Tuesday.
That's Tim McMaster. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow Podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.